At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Jay Allen Show. You know, I have to tell you, today is one of those days that I was been looking forward to for quite some time. And I'm not going to lie here. If you were not aware of this, I will make sure that I reference this because that's kind of when we got everything started. But yesterday marked 4 years. Yes, yesterday marked 4 years, at least since the org has been put together in regards of what we were doing here. And boy, has it been a journey. And let me explain what I mean there. When I say 4 years, it's been 4 years not of doing safety, but it's been 4 years of doing our Safety FM network of things. It was 4 years of us getting together and doing our stuff here together in regards of moving forward. And I don't know. It's like, I want to sit here and talk about how some of the journey has worked and how some of the things have happened. And let's make sure that I'm clear here. I don't want to do a retrospective episode. I don't want to pull clips of things that we did and go, I'll take a listen to this and all that stuff, because I think you kind of are familiar with that. And the great thing about being a radio show and a podcast is that if you listen to the radio show live and you go, well, I want to listen to that again, well, you can always go pull the podcast. It makes it relatively easy to do. And here's been the thing. It's been that journey of something that I was sitting in the living room with my wife, having a conversation saying, maybe we should name this and move forward and all that. But the journey has been still kind of amazing to me in regards of what you, yes, you did hear me correctly, you have allowed us to do on these airwaves and on this podcast network. So let's sit back for just a brief moment and have some conversations of what some of the learnings have been so far. What some of the learnings have been in regards of where we started to where we're at, to, I guess, to an extent, to say where we are going. And I will tell you, as I sit here and look back for a moment and take a look, I didn't know where this was going to go. I really didn't. I knew that safety was not being discussed in a format as we are discussing right now, not on a regular basis. Now, I could look around and find podcasts that were out there. I could find one Singularity radio show that was out there. And that was kind of like on one of those public access networks that was out there that spoke on safety. And I want to say it was for like 30 minutes once a week or once every 2 weeks. And I was like, I don't think that's going to cut it. And we came up with the idea here of doing this 24-hour a day radio station, just talking about all things safety in one way, shape, or form. What I discovered right away in regards of doing this and coming about in talking about this is that if I wanted to go fast, I needed to do this alone. And I know that's going to sound weird. I realized that I could get things done quicker and faster if I was doing this by myself. So I sat there for a period of time and was building content and contacting people and moving forward and going, hey, we need to make sure that we are able to put as much content as possible out there. And we did interview after interview after interview. We were on social media platforms. I think we kind of overdid the social media platform thing to an extent, but we got a lot of attention because nobody else was doing this. And that was the interesting part, because we ran, and we got there really, really fast in regards of being able to share this information and moving forward with it. But here was the conclusion that I made right away as I was going fast and moving forward and being able to get out there and sharing information. I realized that by moving fast and doing it fast, I wasn't going to go where I wanted. So what I realized right away, that by myself, I could go fast, but together, we could go further. And that's where the decision came about in regards of reaching out to all these other shows. And starting, per se, a true network of things. As you realize on our little Safety FM network, I think we're at 18 shows right now. It kind of fluctuates back and forth because we go through these things where we bring new people on and we have some people, you know, start, we have some people leave, and we get it. I mean, I get it. Here's the thing about radio broadcast and podcasting. People forget that it's work. Because listen, for me and you to be able to have a conversation about things that are going on inside of the world of safety, you have to do safety work. It's kind of the way that it goes. But also, this other side of this equation is that there's some work that you have to do. It's just the reality of the situation. If you don't do the work on this end, how can you share information? It makes it extremely difficult to do. And then, of course, we've had things where, you know, there have been some people that have come in and thought things were going to move quicker for them because of some established network things. We've had some people that have come in and just wanted to get the blueprint in regards of what we were doing and moving forward. And listen, I understand competition. It makes sense to me. I understand that, you know, we blueprinted a lot of stuff. We helped assisted chopping down some lumber to help people build their own houses. That's okay. That's stuff that we do. But really the driving force behind this whole thing has not been me, has not been the people in the network, has been the people that are listening to the network. I want you to think about this for a moment. And it should be no different with how your systems are. You should be able to drive your systems the same way that you have driven the things that we do here. We have not been able to move forward in certain aspects because that is not what you wanted. You wanted a certain vibe, a certain feeling. Now, if you take a listen or a look-see across our network of stuff, you will realize right away that we have a whole gamut of stuff. We have had shows that have been on here that we start off relatively quick, and we've had things that have changed them on time. I'll use the example of our first show, which was the Safety FM podcast. Yeah, it was the Safety FM podcast. And we essentially evolved that because of you to the Jay Allen Show. And that was the thing. People kept on saying there was so much confusion between the podcast and the network. Like, was it a network of just that podcast over and over again? So we had to make sure that we cleared it. And as we have looked around, you know, we can talk about ratings and people that have listened throughout the years and all that. And I had noticed that at the very beginning, we would sit around and start talking about, oh, yes, we've had this many millions of listeners. And we would talk about that and we would post them online and go, hey, this is so fantastic and all that kind of fun stuff. And here's the funny part that I realized as we did it more and more and more. Did it matter? Did it change anything? The amount of vanity numbers of downloads and plays, does that play a factor? I mean, we can talk about it, and I guess it's kind of one of those things to sit back and go, oh, yes, this is fantastic. But it's a number. It doesn't change anything. What we want to make sure that we're doing with the content across the board is that we're doing stuff to help you in regards to the information that you're looking for. What I would love to be able to do is for you and I to sit down and you say, I have a new practitioner and I don't know for where they should start. And you be able to turn on this app, this radio station, this podcast network, and take a listen to what's going on. And they can sit there and listen to the different variations of safety that are there, the different variations of information. Because here's the thing, with the different hosts that we have here, they give you content and context in different formats. It is different than what your opinion might be different than what my opinion might be. And that's always been the thing. It's the differential across the board. I never, and I mean ever, wanted a network of people just saying the exact same thing over and over and over again. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some similarities across the board, but it's not identical. And I think that that's always been the important factor inside of here. And listen, these 4 years that we've been through together, it's heavily, and I mean heavily, driven by what you wanted. Listen, we've had everything from the nerds of safety to people that want to help you to become a consultant, to people that want to help you do pre-accidents investigations. And I look at it and I go, there's so many different things. You just have to look. Now, the other question that I get quite a bit is, are all the shows on the radio station? And the answer is no, they're not. We have some shows that are on the podcast network, and we have some shows that are on the radio station, and then we have some that are on both. And the question comes out right away after that is why? Well, there are some podcasts, and I'll use the podcast as an example, that are limited in regards of how long they are. So let's say, for instance, hypothetically, somebody had a 15-minute podcast. Well, it would just repeat itself over and over again if we put it on the radio network if it wasn't live, if that makes sense. So that's why some of them are not on there, because we would need a lot of content to be able to cover a month time frame. So this is why I always encourage people to take a look at both. Take a look at what is there in regards of the podcast network and what is on the radio station. Now, listen, I will tell you, there are so many different things out there in regards to what we have. And listen, we have safetyfm.uk. We have some that you can take a listen to, and we have a lot of UK-oriented shows that start off that network in the morning. Even though it does tie in a lot to our American version of the network, and don't get me wrong, they do tie in the same, but if you start off your morning taking a listen to what we would say, quote unquote, morning drive, you'll take a listen and see and notice right away that it is heavily UK driven, starting off with the network there. And we have podcasters and broadcasters that have award-winning shows, and I'm not over-specifying on what they've done. And I leave that up to them if they want to talk about those things. I leave it up to them if they want to share that data. So with that being said, I want to share with you that over these last 4 years, because of you, we've been able to do audiobooks, new books, and we have heavily been able to assist with driving content inside of books. And you've probably noticed too that some of the guests that we've had on here, either they've promoted a book or mentioned a book, have even tied into doing books with other people now. So it's amazing what you have assisted in driving forward. Now, with this being said, I want to do something this year that we've never done before. Now, keep in mind that I'm in year 4, going on to year 5, so a year means a good chunk of time between the two things. So I want to make sure that it's not like, oh, well, you said before the end of 2022. I would love, to an extent, be able to do something where we have some of our hosts do a class or do not a meet. I don't want to call it a meet and greet because it's not a meet and greet. I want to do something where we're able to do some things together where you can come and it's open to the general public. Now, with me saying that, I will tell you, we've already done several events that have been open to the general public, but we weren't, we'll say, quote unquote, the main person or the main group behind it. What I would love to do is something where we're able to do something where we can meet together and you can see some of the hosts there. So I am hoping that sometime between year 4 and year 5, we're able to do this. And it's not a hope, like I don't have a plan. We'll come up with some kind of a level and a plan and we'll talk about it. So don't worry about that portion. But that's what I would like to see do next. And with everything that you and I have been able to do, that drove us to do the live stream where we're doing some of the shows where you can see on video format on different social medias, and also drove us to create Safety FM Plus, which is content for practitioners to hear what is going on inside of the world of safety. We put different courses out there. We try to change them out month in and month out. And then we've been releasing eBooks, which has been the other side too. And it involves a little bit about safety. It involves a little bit about psychology. And we've tied in a little bit of everything inside of there. The other portion that you'll take a look at as we've been building this thing out, we were heavy on doing the stuff that was related to interviews starting off, at least on this show. And then you saw a slowdown on shows in regards of interviews. And now let me explain what I've been doing here. It's not that there's not people to interview. There's always people to interview. But I noticed that a lot of shows that are on the network were doing that. And that's a good thing. And I wanted them to have the availability of interviewing people. And then I wanted to be able to take some deeper dives into some other conversations. And that's where you saw a lot of heavy conversations related to the world of psychology. You saw a lot of heavy conversations in regards of some other stuff. But I will tell you, one of the things that we've done here that I love having the opportunity of doing was that, I think it was a 3 or 4 part series of us talking about how everything with human and organizational performance started and how INPO helped out and how the Department of Energy helped out in regards to building this stuff. It's always amazing when I take a look around and look at the stuff that the Department of Energy has invested money into to research and how things have changed throughout the years. So this has been the journey so far, and I would love to continue doing this journey with you if it's something that you're interested in. I want to continue bringing you content that you deem that is worthy of your time, because I don't want to put out stuff out there for the sake of saying, okay, we have an episode coming up, we have to put out an episode. No. I look at this as, I don't want to use value added, because I think that that's sometimes misused and not used in the proper term, but I want it to be thought of where content that we're able to bring to you, regardless of the show that's on our network, that is something that you can use. And listen, there are some times that I sit at conferences and I sit through shows and I go, there is just one thing that I took away from it, but that one thing can have a huge impact in regards to what I was thinking or what I needed to hear. And sometimes I hope that we're able to be that. Because listen, there's so much stuff that we can talk about, but then also at the same time too, some things that seem repetitive. And that's the fun part, is that sometimes when you're building things, things have to be repetitive for them to be built up. look at that from any format that you want. So as we talk today and have this discussion, I want to say the most important thing that I can say to you. Thank you. Seriously, thank you. Because this network has become what has become because of you. A person who is sitting there walking, maybe jogging, but the person that is taking a listen to this, we couldn't have done it without you. It was an idea on my side, but something that you have made popular. And if you didn't listen, I don't believe that I would be sitting here doing this. If not, I would be sitting in a room by myself, talking to myself, which I guess to some extent, that's how I feel at the moment, but that's a whole other story. So if there's something to be remembered from this conversation of our 4 years together, it's this. If you want to get there faster, go alone. If you want to get further, go together. Some things to think about. Anyways, thank you for your time today. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. Don't worry, we'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. Seriously, thank you once again.
Want more of the Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.